good to go. We good, Tony? Tony, we good? We good? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome to the Gabby Abby Taylor Show. Yes! Thank you, thank you. I am your host, of course, Gabby Abby Taylor. Thank you for being here today, everyone. We're very excited. Of course, the Christmas season is upon us. Very exciting time. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Unless you're at Starbucks, where they've boycotted Christmas with the red cups, so no peace for them. No, just kidding. Anyways, that's not what we're here for. We're here to reflect on the Christmas season. The Christmas story, I think you know what I'm talking about. Very exciting. Now, to help us reflect, we are bringing in guests from the past. That's right, today on my show. Take that, Oprah. Yes, that's right. On my show today, guests from the past to help us reflect on the meaning of Christmas. It's very exciting. We're very excited on my show. Now, to give you a little background before they come here, I have to tell you their story is very interesting, okay? There is, of course, good news and bad news. Yes, now, what do you want to hear first? Oh, never mind. It's my show. I get to pick. Okay, so the good news, of course, is that they've had their first baby. Yes, first baby. Very exciting. Good. And the baby is 8 days old. So that means today is naming day on my show. Never mind. Okay, and the bad news, Daddy can't speak. Now, I know what you're thinking. This is going to be a terrible talk show if the guest can't talk. Great job. That's why the ratings are so low. Don't even worry about it. We've rigged up here, the producers here have rigged up something, this. And he just types into this what he's thinking, and then we will hear it. Very exciting. We have great producers here. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we're very excited. Please join me in welcoming to the show our very own Elizabeth and Zachariah! Woo! Yes! Oh, thank you for coming! Yes, and they take a while. They're old. Zachariah and Elizabeth! Yes. Good. Please come. Welcome. Ooh. Don't fall. Yes, good, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you.
Please sit down and don't fall. That would really ruin the ratings. And they're mostly down anyways.
Oh.
Now, thank you so much for being here. Zachariah, if you just open that up. Yeah, good, good, great. We'll just give it a little test here. I want to make sure it works. Cool.
Windows default lock screen window.
Oh.
Window sign.
Didn't know you needed to say that. Zachariah's very up on technology.
Host December 20. Test. It works.
Ah, it works. Tip. Great
new
producers.
Notification from real-time service UI. You're almost there. Click cap.
It's got a mind of its own, I think.
Amazing. Good to go. Great. Good job, producers. See if Oprah has that. Okay, now. Zachariah, we're so sorry to hear about.
It's okay. It's better if I speak for him, anyways.
Well, isn't that always the case? It's always best if we speak for the men.
I know.
Yes, Zachariah. Mm-hmm.
Test. How long is this going to take?
That's kind of rude.
We're on my show. We have a live audience. Why?
I've got an appointment with a speech therapist.
Oh, hun. That's not going to fix your problems. Nothing will. Am I right?
Woe is me.
Absolutely.
Sigh.
Okay. Woe is you. Well, anyways, thank you so much for being here, Elizabeth. Traveling through time to be here with us.
Yeah.
It's very exciting
on
my show. Now, awkward question. Where's the baby? Did you forget the baby?
No, he's napping.
Ugh. Well, this is awkward.
Why?
This is national, local TV. Okay. And we have at least 10 viewers, and they're very eager to see the baby. This is awkward that you didn't bring the baby. Can we, we really need to see the baby for the show to be a good one.
No, he's our first baby, so we really need to keep him on his schedule. I'm not waking him up right now.
No. Oh, you're one of those.
Yes, I am. Yep.
Every children's pastor's dream, let me tell you. Yes. Great. Well, hopefully we'll be able to see it later, if that's all right with you. Anyways, while we wait, I suppose, Zachariah, tell us, what do you do for a living? It certainly can be pastoring or preaching or speaking or something.
Empty
You'd be
line.
So bad at it. Right?
I am a priest.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Whoops. Okay, good. Well, you know, you guys don't look old enough for that. Did you start when
you
were 12?
Well,
trust me, I get that all the time. Mm-hmm. Ah. My wife and I don't look our age.
Mm-mm. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I know it's rude, but tell us, how old are you?
We're actually very, very old. Yeah,
really?
we're actually too old to have children.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to know, what's your secret?
Oh.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
We're on a special gluten-free diet.
Gluten-free! You know, we did a segment on that a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
That is a miracle diet straight from the heavens, I must say.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Miraculous. That's great. I really got to pursue that. Okay, anyways, that's not why we're here.
Yeah.
Do tell us. Now, you are important people from what I understand.
Yes.
Please tell us, who are you related to? Tell us about your family. Would you please?
Sure. Yep. We're ancestors of Aaron.
Aaron!
No.
Aaron! Yes!
No. Not that Aaron.
Oh.
Sorry.
Awkward.
The Aaron. The priest Aaron.
Holy sweet Moses!
Exactly. Yep.
Wow!
Yep. That Moses. Yep.
Aaron. Wow, you are, like, more important than Donald Trump.
I know. But just wait. We're also related to Joseph and Mary.
No.
Yeah. And you think that we have an interesting story to tell here? Their story is even crazier.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. God is up to something truly amazing.
Well, we like stories, especially exclusives on my show.
I know.
So, tell us the stories. And
sure.
Let's start with Mary.
Okay.
Tell us, now, how did you hear her story, really?
A little while ago, she came to stay with us for 3 months.
Oh.
I know, it was so nice.
Oh, that's Zachariah, uh-huh, right? It's nice.
I know.
3 months is a long time. I think she overstayed her visit. Too many women in the house.
Oh, wow. Oh, yes. Well, girls get together and we chit-chat. It's really fun.
No. We loved having her. She's a super, super sweet girl.
Super sweet. That's,
yes.
That's nice. That's good. Great. Well, tell us, what happened when she came to see you?
Yeah. Anyways, when she first came into the house, my baby and my tummy just leaped inside of me.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I've heard of kicking, but
no.
Like a jump.
Total jump leap. Yeah.
Really?
And then something crazy happened.
Tell.
It was like the Holy Spirit just came inside of me, and I blurted out something that I didn't expect to say at all.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
Zachariah? Really? Yeah, tell.
She blurts out a lot of things I don't expect to.
It's not Dr. Phil now, guys. It's nice. Okay, well, tell us, what happened? What did you say?
Well, maybe he would like to say what I said.
Oh, a little frosty. Need some hot chocolate.
You said something along these lines. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, wow. What? Here. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, you would only know that if the Holy Spirit was upon you.
I know.
That had to be from the Holy Spirit.
I know. It was crazy. And it was also through this visit that Mary told us that an angel of the Lord had come to her.
Really?
And revealed to her that she was also with child, and that this child was going to be the Son of God.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
I know. And what's even crazier is that Mary, well, she's a virgin.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I know.
Yes, Zachariah.
Empty. Even a gluten-free diet can't make that happen. It's a miracle.
Isn't that the truth? That's amazing. That is... Well, truly, God is doing something.
I know.
No, that's amazing. Now, I understand that your story also includes an angel. Am I right?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Ooh, an angel. And also why you can't speak. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, do tell us about that.
Yeah, sure. Well, it was around this time that Zachariah was off in the temple doing some of his priestly duties when an angel of the Lord came to him.
In the temple?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Tell us about that. That sounds exciting. Mm-hmm.
Empty. Yes, I saw an angel and it rocked. I was like, whoa, man, this is crazy.
So crazy.
I was startled and gripped with fear, to say the least.
No kidding. Wow. Like, what did you, aside, you know, did you faint? Like, what did you do? Almost. Yeah. Like, what? Tell us.
But just wait till you hear what the angel said to him.
Yes, well, tell us.
The angel said that we would also be with child.
When you're old?
Exactly.
You're old. And he says you're going,
to have a
baby?
Child. Yeah. And ever since then, it's been really difficult to communicate with Zachariah.
Isn't that the case with the men?
Yeah. Even more so than normal.
I know. You.
But now that he's got this gadget thingy.
This is great.
Yeah, I'll just let him take it from here.
Do tell, Zachariah, do tell.
Yes, the angel spoke to me and said something along these lines. The baby will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah. To turn the hearts of the parents to their children, empty line. And the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. On one hand, I thought this was amazing. But on the other, it was hard to believe because my wife and I were so old, I wasn't sure it was possible.
No kidding.
The angel responded and said, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news.
Well, fair enough.
And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time. And ever since that moment, I couldn't speak. That's why I can't talk.
That should teach you, don't you think?
Yeah.
Not gonna listen, not gonna talk. It's a rule for life, really. If you don't listen, don't talk.
Yeah.
I don't have that problem. No worries there.
That's okay.
Now, wow, that's incredible. So an angel spoke about your son this way. I mean, this is the son that God was giving you and who he was raising up. That's incredible.
Yeah.
God is doing amazing things with you guys. Now, of course, you have the baby, of course.
Yes.
Very exciting. Yes. Congratulations on the birth of your baby. That's just wonderful.
Yeah.
So wonderful. Okay, now I understand it's day 8. Baby is 8 days old now. Am I correct?
Yes, very important.
And this is a very exciting day in your culture.
Yeah.
Tell us what happens on day 8.
Sure. This is the day that we circumcise him. Yeah.
Snip, snip. We can't do that on TV.
That's okay.
That'll really kill the ratings.
Yeah.
And they are really down.
That's okay.
Okay.
But we also name him.
Ooh, naming? Day. Very exciting. That is exciting. That is very exciting.
Yeah. Sorry.
On my show.
Sorry. Speaking of the baby, I think I can hear him.
Oh!
Yeah, I think he's waking up. Yeah.
Yay! The baby on my show.
careful.
Very excited. We're going to name the baby on my show. Now, I understand if I'm correct about this. Careful. You're very old. Don't drop him. Okay, now I understand in your culture it's very common to name the baby after someone in the family. So bets on Zachariah Jr. Am I right?
No.
Zachariah Jr., right, ladies and gentlemen?
No.
You can't name him Elizabeth. He's a boy.
Well, I know that. No, we're going to name him John.
John?
Yes. Baby
no,
John.
Excuse me. We have at least 10 people watching this.
Okay.
And this is awkward now for them. Can I just... John?
Yep.
There's no John in your family.
No, you don't understand.
I really know that.
Okay.
Can you help me?
Sure. The angel of the Lord told us to name him John.
Well, that's... Okay. So, I don't think Zachariah likes it. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, he does.
Zachariah.
His name is John.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Here! On my show!
Praise,
my show better than
praise yes! God. Praise God for this incredible masterpiece whom God has given us. This is absolutely incredible. Wow. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. As he has said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High. For you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercies of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. Absolutely amazing.
Wow, that is amazing. I mean, truly... Truly, God is doing incredible things.
Absolutely.
In my soul, everything that's so...
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. For being on the show, we have a very special gift for you today. Since you're new parents, we got you a parenting book. Now, this is written by... a very little known person, but she's amazing. It's called Raising Kids the Only Way by Dr. Sherry Jensen. Yes, it's amazing. She's never had children, but leading expert in the field. Incredible book. I mean, you will be blessed. Let me know. She sold at least... Well, none, but I'm sure it's a good book. I've read excerpts, and it's... Well, let me just reflect on the chapters for you a moment.
Okay.
This will be helpful, okay?
Okay.
Raising kids after 80.
Yeah, that applies.
That's probably when she'll have them.
Okay.
How to lose a kid when you just need a break.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, teaching safety with chainsaws and fire. It's important to teach safety.
Yeah,
well, this will be helpful.
Okay.
Postpartum. I've been there.
Really? And she's never had kids.
Amazing, right? Truly astounding. She's a leading expert. Wrote a book. Doctor. Anyways. And my favorite, I read this one and it really moved me. Okay?
I'm excited to hear it.
Labor. It can't be that hard. Right?
Okay.
Well, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm, thanks.
There you are. You're welcome. That's wonderful. Excellent. Yeah, thank you so much for being here.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in thanking Zachariah and Elizabeth for being here with us today. I'd like to thank my studio audience and my faithful 3 viewers on TV at home. Thank you so much for watching, hopefully. and I'd like to thank my producers. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. This was the Gabby Abby Taylor Show. I am, of course, your host, Gabby Taylor. And Pastor Ryan will be with you in just one moment after this word from our only sponsor. Thank you. You put that...
down and talk to me, Zechariah. You went to the temple to burn incense, and now you can't speak. Oh, because you doubted. What does that even mean? You doubted what an angel told you.
Oh, now it's all making sense. Are you feeling all right?
Huh? Maybe you should sit down. Oh, I should sit down. Listen, whatever game you're playing, I really wanted to stop, Zechariah. It isn't funny.
This isn't funny, Zechariah.
An angel told you this. The angel said that our prayers have been heard. That you, my love, will bear a son. Will be filled with joy and gladness, and that many will rejoice at his birth. He will be like Elijah. He will prepare our people for the Lord. I'm too old to be a mother. And you! You can't even speak! Oh, you can't even speak until he's born! Oh, that might not be the worst thing. I can't wait to tell my cousin Mary. We will call him Zechariah, yes?
You can steal your stand, Chris, wherever you are, if you don't mind. Well, in case you're wondering, the story of Zechariah and Elizabeth can be found in Luke chapter 1. A very interesting story, and actually a lot of our lines came from that passage today. And I just want to take a few minutes and just have a few thoughts in regards to this story. And you know, I can't help but imagine, you know, what if you or I were Zechariah or Elizabeth in that story? To be honest, if I was in Zechariah's place when the angel came to me, I probably would have had the exact same reaction if I was told that an angel was gonna, you know, if we were gonna bear a child in our old age. You know, I like to, you know, say that I'm a pretty practical and logical guy, and sometimes my wife might call me a pessimist, but I just simply respond and say I'm a realist. And that's just the way it goes sometimes. You know, although these traits can be good traits to have, they aren't so good when God says He wants to perform a miracle in your life or do something unique. And, you know, the way that God provides for us, the way he performs miracles, isn't always practical and logical. Just the way it works in life, at least with God. They often come in impossible situations when the odds are against you. You know, speaking for myself, as a kid, whenever my parents went to parent-teacher interviews, they would always say of my brother and I, and particularly myself, you know, they're good kids, they're good boys, but they don't talk. They never talk. They never participate. They're too quiet. I was a kid who didn't like the limelight. I hated public speaking. And they said, if there's only one thing you can change, just get them to raise their hands once in a while and say anything. And go figure, I became a pastor. Now, my story isn't as miraculous as Zechariah and Elizabeth, but it's just to point out the fact that, you know, God is often full of surprises in the way he does things. What if you were Elizabeth in this story? It's very likely that she was heartbroken, and in fact, in that culture, to not have a child was more than just unfortunate, it was a disgrace. It says that in a text in Luke, over the fact that, she couldn't have any children. And now, Elizabeth, she's probably thinking, I'm in my old age, and she knew it was impossible to have any children, no matter how hard they tried. And so maybe she was at the point where she resigned herself into thinking that the opportunity to have children had passed. And that this was her lot in life, and she just had to deal with it. Like Elizabeth, is there something going on in your life where maybe you've resigned yourself to something? Maybe you've given hope up. You've given up hope on something. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a career change. Maybe it's a medical issue. Are you like Elizabeth, and you've given up hope in some area in your life where maybe you feel God can't fix or restore? I think from the story we heard today, I think you need to know that God does the impossible. God does not know any limits. He can do the impossible in your life too. Now in this story, just in this brief story, there's many miracles that took place in the Christmas story. But just in the story we heard today, we heard of amazing things. We heard of two angel appearances. We've heard of two miracle babies, one born to a couple of old age and one born to a virgin. And then we also, one miracle, I guess, was the one mute man. Pretty amazing stuff. Now, the purpose of all this wasn't just to give us neat signs and cool things to talk about, but there was something bigger that God was pointing to. There were some amazing prophecies. There were some instructions, and there were some words to help us understand what was going on. Now, Zechariah and Elizabeth's baby would be John the Baptist, and he was a prophet of the Lord, teaching a message of repentance that turned people's hearts towards God, prepared the way for Jesus. And Mary and Joseph, of course, would give birth to Jesus, the Son of God, as we gave reference to. Again, born of a virgin who would be the Messiah, the Savior of the world. And of course, we said a couple of times in this skit, God is up to something cool, and he certainly was in those days. Now, I want to close is simply, we have the children with us, and I want to close with a story I shared with the adults at the Christmas banquet. And since the children weren't there, I figured, hey, why don't we share it again? Not everyone was there. So I need some volunteers, some children volunteers. I need five children volunteers, if you'd be willing to come up on the stage. I know Bella was itching to be one. Yes, Tristan, Savannah coming up, Avery, sure, Sierra. I think we got all five then. Pelche and Pixado kids. Look out. All right. So I have pieces of paper, and all right, we're going to have, and I have crayons. Who wants to hold a piece of paper? Oh, we have a sixth person here.
You mean five?
Five. We're going to, okay, I'll make it work. Tristan, you're going to hold this. All right. All the girls minus Savannah, you can go to the bottom of the stage for a second. Okay. So Bella, Sierra, and Avery, and Mrs. Nickel here, go to the bottom of the stairs, please, for a second. Savannah, you hold this. Bella, you need to go to the bottom of the stairs. Awesome job. Good job. All right. And you guys can all have a crayon or a pencil crayon. Okay. And Sierra, I'm going to give you this one, all right, since we have four people up here. Daddy always carries a pen. All right. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a story. This is the whole point of Christmas. This is why we just read of a story, heard of a story of Zechariah and Elizabeth giving birth to a son in really old age, and it's all this talk about Jesus being born of a virgin. This is why God did all these amazing signs. So we're going to start with Tristan holding the white piece of paper on your chest. Perfect. And then we're going to have Savannah, white piece of paper on your chest. And I know sometimes you guys don't like each other, but I'm going to get you guys to stand beside each other right now, right in front of me, okay? I want you guys to give each other a hug. Yeah, this is great. All right, Tristan here, he represents, this white piece of paper, he's holding a white piece of paper that represents God. The Bible says that God is perfect, he's holy, he's pure, and he's just absolutely amazing. The Bible also says that when God created the world, he created humans to be perfect and good. And they were in perfect fellowship with one another. So give each other another hug. Oh, yeah. God and people were getting along so great. Minus that. There were no sibling rivalries. All was good. Until something bad, really bad happened. Tristan, you got to stand over here now, my friend. All right. And Savannah, you need to put your piece of paper right here. Okay, perfect. And just so we don't mess up the brand new sound system we bought, I want to put this under here. And kiddos, you guys can scribble like crazy on this piece of paper, okay? Go crazy. Yeah. You're doing awesome. That is so good. Okay, you can stop now. All right, now you guys can go back to your seats and give me your crayons back. Thank you. Sierra, I'll take that pen back. Thanks, Bella. Thanks, guys. Give him a hand. Uh-oh, something bad happened. What happened to the people? They're all sorts of weird colors now. This represents something called sin in our lives. God gave us some commands, and when he gave us some commands, what happened was people, we disobeyed him. We didn't listen to him. We weren't paying attention. And when that happened, something called sin entered the world. And the reason why I chose the colors blue, purple, and black in pen is because this represents, these might be the colors of bruising in our life. And when you get a bruise, it's not pretty. And when we disobeyed God, our lives were changed from being white and perfect and good to bruised and sinful. And there's a big problem now, because now Savannah and Tristan, you can't hug each other. Because we are miscolored. We have sin in our life. Now, I know Tristan doesn't mind, but God does. God does. And so God said, God scratched his head. So scratch your head, Tristan, like you're really thinking. And God says, I'm going to solve this problem because people can't solve it. And so this is what God did. This is where the Christmas story takes place. He sent his son Jesus, represented in the color red. The reason why we have chosen the color red is because Jesus, when he died on the cross, he shed his blood. And the color of blood is red. And that when we receive Jesus into our life, when we believe that he died on the cross for our sins and accept him into our heart and into our minds and into our lives, this is what happens. First of all, he covers our sin so that we change color. So Savannah, you hold that. So now we're red, right in front of that paper. Yeah, perfectly. When we trust him into our hearts, we turn red because his blood covers our sin. But then something else amazing happens. We turn white because of Jesus' sacrifice. God sees us, and when he looks at us, he sees perfection. And guess what happens? You guys can come back to the center of the stage and hug now. You can give me the papers back. Thank you very much. Give him a hand, guys. I'll get that later. That's pretty much the Christmas story revised a little bit. The point of the matter is that there's a big problem called sin, and the only person, the only thing that could purify us from that sin, take away sin in our lives, is through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. And through his sacrifice, when we accept him into our hearts and into our lives, God sees us as perfect and clean, and we can start over and we can come back into perfect relationship with him. Amen. The truth of the matter is that not all people receive this incredible gift in our lives. And there may be someone here who hasn't received that gift. And I want to say, if that's you, I want to invite you forward. At the end of the service, we're going to have a prayer team here at my right front pew. And if you want to make this decision to receive the best gift that you would ever receive in your life, you're welcome to come forward and talk to someone on the prayer team, and they can help you do that. In addition, for those of you who maybe when we're talking about Zechariah and Elizabeth, something came to mind when we talked about a hopeless situation that you might be going through right now. And if that's you, and maybe God has been putting that on your mind today, you're welcome to come forward and have someone on the prayer team pray with you. And I just want to say that God wants to meet with you today, no matter where you're at, and you're welcome to come forward for prayer. I'm going to invite the worship team to come back now as I just close off in a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you so much for performing the impossible time and time again. We pray, Lord, if there's anyone here who has not made a decision to follow you and receive this precious gift that you've given us through your Son, that they would come forward, they'd receive that your forgiveness as they make that decision today. Lord, we pray for those who maybe are feeling a measure of hopelessness for whatever reason in their life. We pray that you would give them hope. You would give us comfort. You would give us joy for those of us who may be going through a difficult time right now. And we just pray all these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.